Here is a game you can play with kids to stop them getting bored and restless during lockdown. In some countries in lockdown, children aren't allowed out at all. And in other countries, they can only go out to walk, run or play in the streets for a limited amount of time, but can't go to parks or playgrounds. This game is a way to keep them fit and active if they can't play outside with their mates. If you use a mobile or a watch to time how long it takes to complete the challenges, you can hold a competition to see who's the quickest to successfully complete them all. You can adapt the challenges to the space and layout of your home, or change them slightly for each child according to age and ability, or change the instructions a bit for each round of the game you play. Why not play several rounds of the game with different challenges in each round and make it into a fun family tournament? Challenge 1. Touch your ears and then your toes 10 times. You can change this challenge to include different parts of the body, like your left cheek to your right knee. Challenge 2. Count how many windows are in your flat or house. To make it more active, you could say that you have to touch each window, but make sure you have washed your hands first. Challenge 3. Sing Happy Birthday twice. You could substitute Happy Birthday for a poem that the child has to read aloud, or you could make them dance to their favourite song. Challenge 4. Run on the spot for 20 seconds. You could make this more difficult by increasing the time, for example to 1 minute, or they could run the length of the house instead, providing there are no obstacles in the way that might make it dangerous. Challenge 5. Crawl from the kitchen to your bedroom and back. Or, if you have a back door, an alternative could be crawl from the front door to the back door and back. Challenge 6. Touch 5 different green things in the living room. This could be any number of things of any colour in any room, or it could be things made of different materials, for example, something cotton or something wooden. Challenge 7. Hop on the spot 10 times. You could increase the number of times to make this more difficult, or make them hold a small unbreakable object like a toy or a ping pong ball with a spoon at the same time. If they drop the object, they have to start again. Challenge 8. Lie on the floor and bend your knees. Stretch out your arms and raise your upper body to touch your knees 10 times. You could change this into a different exercise that is easier or more difficult depending on how fit the person is. Challenge 9. Count how many teaspoons are in the kitchen. Or you can count other types of cutlery, or something completely different in another room, like books on a shelf. Challenge 10. Jump on the spot 10 times. Increase the number of times to make this more active, or set a minimum height that they have to jump. These are just a few ideas. I'm sure you can think of lots more of your own.